It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back at Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman here in the studio. Good morning, Treat.
Good morning.
Yes, and yeah. We are over there clapping like we had, though. We made something work here. Laura Russin here in the studio for the first time with the Blueberry Chicks. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. And Shelly Hartman here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, before we eat, I'm just going to preface really quickly and say we've got a huge announcement coming up a little bit later in the show.
Yes.
And I think it's something that a lot of people in South Haven are going to absolutely love. So that's exciting. We'll bring that out a little bit later. But we are going to be eating again, and Treat right now is putting food in front of each of us. What are we looking at here, Treat?
Well, I made an apple slaw with our preserves and dried blueberries on top of a Milanese type of a pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom is braised red cabbage, sweet and sour red cabbage. So it's kind of like a German-ish thing. So this week, our focus is on pork.
Okay.
So every dish is pork except for the dessert. Yep. It's not pork.
It smells so amazing.
It does.
Gosh.
And I'm sorry for the globby look.
Globby.
I guess you could say.
Well, his looks good.
Yeah,
his
mine does looks good. Yours don't look globby either.
No, I think it looks great.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. It's the apple slaw, and that shouldn't be bad. And then but the thing that got me was the cabbage. It turned out really well. I put the concentrate in it and the blueberry preserves again in it because I like to use my bottles up.
Right.
So that's what the whole thing is. So
right.
Enjoy yourself.
Well, I think it's about that time we need to try it here.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. If it sounds a little different out there for this show to those that listen to the show every week, we are actually doing the show for the first time at the in the new office at the old Canoni building here in South Haven. So, yeah, it's exciting. Exciting stuff.
It's very nice and very comfortable.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
The girls are sitting on a sofa.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not attached to my headphones anymore. So I can wiggle around.
I love those.
Very cool.
So you wiggle
little
around,
chairs,
huh?
That chairs, Rob has.
Yeah. Rob's got pretty good taste, pretty good designing taste, and it painted and just decorated and really nice.
Yeah, my taste always goes by what I can afford.
Yeah.
I got a mouthful of food.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job.
You did. It looks very nice.
You.
I love the different colors in the rooms and the artwork on the walls. Really nice.
Yeah,
real
we
classy.
Have quite a few people help out with us for sure. You know, I have a couple different friends. Dawn, who is a part of the show, she came and painted here for a couple of days. And Chuck Powers painted. And Tom Folke came in and painted the whole hallway. And we got ceilings black. And yeah, we've got a lot of paint in this place the last last month here.
Yes, yes, you do. And it turned out fantastic.
Very nice, yeah.
So someday, just someday, maybe someone else will need to use it for something. I've got a band that's interested in actually recording their album here. So hopefully that works out.
Yes, because that's downstairs. We're upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that recording studio is downstairs. And that, too, is just really state of the art. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I got a mouthful of food.
See, that's what
you're
happens.
Supposed to talk a little longer.
Okay, fine. Let's talk a little bit about the business of blueberries and how things are going, why we're taste testing all of Treat's wonderful dishes that she thinks of every week. And I have to hand it to Treat. She's so busy in her life. She has a gift of being able to serve others, not just food, but she also has a barn, and she does secondhand sales out of, and she donates the money back to youth groups associated usually with churches in order to get them to go to summer camp or participate in some of the summer skills.
And she works for you also at True Blue, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She works in the summertime in the plant. She's a plant manager, and she fulfills all of her obligations there and everything in between. So we make a great team. We've worked together now for, 25 years, I think?
25 years.
Yeah.
20,
happily.
Yes, happily. We have a great working relationship. So, you know, for her to be able to then fit this in, to come up with these unique recipes and using the Blueberry Store products and blueberries really says a lot for her creativity and her ability to be one of the first class act blueberry chefs, in my opinion.
And the reason for this isn't just because blueberries taste good. It's because they do taste good.
Yes.
But it's also the reason, especially with food, is so you can take advantage of the health benefits.
That's right. You know, it's not only tastes good, it's good for you. And what, you know, this whole series has been about is trying to get people to think about blueberries, not just in their pancakes and muffins anymore. We want to have them to be creative and start putting them into their sauces or additives in, you know, their main dishes. They're sweet, they're savory. Mm-hmm. They really go well with everything. I haven't tasted anything through the whole series that Treats made that I'm like, yeah.
Mm. Well, I can work on some of the things, but, you know, I prepared this a few hours ago, so it's like leftovers by the time you guys get it.
Yeah.
They're good
so
leftovers.
It certainly does not taste like it.
I mean, I keep it warm as all that kind of stuff, or cold or whatever.
I don't know how much stuff you have today, so do we need to get to this next thing really quickly?
Yep.
All right, so put your sandwich away. That's certainly pretty good.
Okay, so that was a Germanish type of thing, mm-hmm. and it was a little bit different. But I crossed the line a little bit on that one. But then the other one is what I call sticky pork.
Sticky pork.
It's all pork. The asparagus got a little overcooked in the cilantro rice. So the sticky pork is your preserves.
Really?
Yeah, just tossed in there and baked until it didn't burn.
Yeah. Sticky pork.
Because, you know, with sugary things, it burns.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
This is really good.
And it's so easy. You just chop it. I bought a tenderloin, chopped it up, and, you know, made it into like a bite-sized portion.
Right.
And had whatever rice.
I think asparagus is perfect.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a little
bit. At least
bit.
For me, I like it. I like the asparagus soft.
Well, I think one of the things about that preserve that, you know, she's mentioning, she's using it in multiple things. You're thinking maybe just to use it on toast or a bagel or, you know, something that you would just put it on, but she's putting it in.
Right.
As an ingredient.
Right.
Well, like that sticky pork.
Yes.
It is, there's no added sugar.
Right.
It's miso and the preserves and salt and pepper, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
And well, it's so flavorful.
It is. But regardless of all that, we have to take a break.
Oh, my God.
When we come back, we're gonna be testing some more food from Treat. When we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Tree Hartman, Shelly Hartman, and Laura Rustin here in the studio. And we're still eating while we're waiting on Treat. She looks like she's got something ready for us. What's coming our way next, Treat?
Well, our coworker, my coworker, Eric, and his wife the other week called me and said, "Hey, we're going to dinner and we're going to bring a pork loin and we want to stuff it with goat cheese and we want to know what kind of blueberry sauce we can put on it. We want to do something with blueberries." So we just talked for a second. They had the idea. I just verified it. Yeah, sounds good. So this is it.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bacon wrapped tenderloin stuffed with feta. So I slit the tenderloin down the center and stuffed it, wrapped it in bacon, and
you know it's a good start when you wrap something in bacon.
Right. And, then I made the sauce that they did. So I didn't divert from their recipe.
Okay, well, you know, that's one of the things out at True Blue. We're all so creative because we're around blueberries all the time. And so we come up with different ideas and how to use things and introduce that to people that come in to visit with us or, you know, salespeople that may call or even growers that come in. We're always saying, hey, take this, use this, try this. And Treat's done a great job also of putting together recipe cards and, you know, the cooking videos that you can watch on the YouTube channel, which is the Blueberry Chicks, right, Rob?
I was taking a picture of Treat cooking getting food over there.
Yeah, the Blueberry Chicks YouTube channel, the Blueberry Store.
Uh-huh.
And you can watch, you know, Rob did a great job recording and doing a lot of videoing of Treat and AJ, Annie,
right,
putting the recipes together. And then, of course, you can get the real recipes.
Yeah, AJ Rouse rhymes with house.
That's right.
I'll remember that forever because that's how she introduced herself. I'm AJ Rouse. I rhyme with house. And I'm like,
she's adorable.
What I say every time.
Yeah, she's a good girl. And, you know, Hillary's not here today.
Yeah,
us this
where is
week.
Hillary?
It's her birthday, so we got to wish her happy birthday.
Shout out to Hillary.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. It's her birthday, so she's out celebrating. And so thank you for staying with us. That's great. Mm-hmm. Nice surprise. That was awesome.
Well, I actually, in this studio, could have had Laura in here if Hillary would have came.
Yeah, it's big in here.
This is nice, Rob.
Yeah, a little more room in here.
Yeah, it is. And it's really homey, too. Yeah. Like, you feel really comfortable. You know, you started out the show talking about a little bit about a big surprise and a big announcement that you have and that we're going to talk to the listeners about. And I think one of the things, not giving it away, but talking about community.
Yeah.
And bringing community together and bringing, like with us, what we're trying to do with the blueberry industry, but even our hometown community together, our school systems together.
Right.
It's about unity and community. And I think it's really important that, you know, when people listen to the show or they maybe hear us and see us in the street, that they feel like, hey, look at, there's the Blueberry Chicks, or hey, there's Laura, or there's Rob. And, you know, that's the hometown that I want to know that I came from.
Yeah. And just kind of speaking of that, just to make sure everybody knows, I might be doing the radio show here this week and probably next week too, but I'm still doing the radio show over at Senior Services.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great place to be. And
absolutely,
it's got good people over there and they need me for other stuff.
So
I certainly don't want people thinking that I'm leaving there.
No.
And what I'm actually building here for this room, instead of a radio room, it's actually supposed to be more for podcasts. And,
you know,
chilled out, relaxed. And
that's really important as we look into social media and the future of social media and communication.
You guys need to try this next thing from Treat here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so, I mean, social media. And that's what we're talking about, getting the word out with the event we're doing. And I have a feeling that social media is almost going to take care of that. As soon as the first announcement is made, social media, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Right.
This is a big deal. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's going to be something new.
I'm a little nervous about it, though. And I'll tell you why when we're not recording.
Listening audience might want to know.
Right.
Yeah. This might be the greatest assembly of people that might want to take my life.
Oh, no. Right. Oh, my gosh.
We got to try this. One more eating here, Treat.
Goat cheese stuffed tenderloin wrapped in bacon.
Yum.
With a blueberry.
Then the sauce is the frozen blueberries. I pureed them. And let's see, a vinegar. Vinegar's in there.
Oh, wow. Now, you know, you mentioned the frozen blueberries. One of the things that's important to note there is those blueberries are picked. They're a special variety at a special time of year that we choose to put into our 10-pound carton program and our poly bag program. And those two programs, we work with food service. We also sell those right online at theblueberrystore.com, where people can go and place their order in advance and we'll ship it to them. And then during the season now, of course, because fresh isn't ready, that's what we're shipping all frozen. But then as soon as fresh is ready, we're going to ship fresh. We ship fresh all over the United States and frozen.
How much more? I got only a couple of minutes left in this segment here, Treat. Do we have to get through this one, or we need to get through another one before we take a break?
Just that one.
Just
that one. Then the next will be the...
Well, I have to say that, I mean, the blueberry color on pork is a little disconcerting, being that it's purple pork.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem right.
I kind of like it.
Well, you like the color?
On a plate, you put it down on the plate and then put your pork on top.
Okay.
Visual.
Visual.
So you don't have
thing.
Purple pork. This is pretty good.
Yeah. With blueberries.
Yeah, just sauce it when you are ready to eat.
Yes.
Because leftovers wouldn't look good that way either.
No.
I like it with the goat cheese.
Yeah, it is
so
good. Isn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
See, these are baked really, really well. High temperature, because it's a tenderloin. You don't want it too overcooked or whatever, but
that's fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Well, we have about 30 seconds left here in this segment. Make sure we get out the toll-free number if you'd like to call the Blueberry Store, which is 1-877-654-2400. And you can call that anytime.
Yep.
Even not on hours that you guys are open, because they can leave a message.
Absolutely.
And somebody will get back with them.
Or they can go to the website, theblueberrystore.com,
right?
And they can order products there or even ask
comments. You can ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
But they don't have anybody set up for live chat, right?
No.
Okay.
No, we're still looking for that person.
This is an Amazon? No.
Not 24/7 live chat. No.
All right. Well, if you got a question for Hillary, who's not here, or even you've got to find a way, you might want to get a hold of Shelly. You can still call that number, 1-877-654, and tell them to send you out there. But you can find Shelly at True Blue Farms for sure.
All
if you
the
call
time.
And ask for,
yes.
So. All right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more food with Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman, Laura Russin on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year and our store has been restocked and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And you ladies got a little more room for a little more food?
Yeah, Treat's got some more. Look at that. Wow.
Well, we need to get at it. We've got one segment left, and I know we've got a bunch to get through here. So, Treat, the floor is yours. What are we going to be looking at next?
Well, this is jerk pork, and I made a salad with dried blueberries, the concentrate, and preserves with cabbage, bok choy, and pineapple.
Yum.
Ooh, wow. Now, see, doesn't that sound...
Well, no. because there's pineapple. Mm-hmm. Pineapple to me on stuff sounds like the worst thing. No, not to say that I won't like it and won't eat it, but that, like I've said many times before, it's just not something I would ever put on anything. I would, if you gave me a bowl of pineapple, I'd just eat piece after piece after piece, but for pineapple to be on something.
Well, that's
just
what you used to say about blueberries until we started this whole segment.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to get to.
I love it. Well, you know, and that's what we want the listeners to be able to, you know, take that leap of, you know, experimenting and trying different things with the different blueberry products. And they can go right downtown. We're open 7 days a week now at the Blueberry Store. Mm-hmm. And they can buy these products right there. They can order them. We have a catalog. Our new catalog's coming out next week.
Nice.
So we're excited about that.
And you guys are open to like 9 to 5 or something like that, 9 to 6? What are, do you know the hours
I think
exactly?
It's 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
But
okay.
It's different. But it's on the website. Right. So you can go there and look
to
verify. Or call. Or, you know, I mean, even if you're in town and it doesn't work out for you, we meet people there all the time. Or they come to the warehouse and we can get things ready for them if they want to have it ready. For pickup, we can do that too. We're very accommodating. We want to make sure that if somebody wants to eat blueberries or get blueberry products, we're going to make sure that that happens.
Well, you guys have the best customer service.
Thank you. They are, you know, and that's one of the things that we do is that when we hire someone, they get products, they try the products. We make sure that one of the job requirements, you have to like blueberries. Like, we don't say love, but you have to for sure like them.
That would be bad. Trying to sell blueberries if you don't like them.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that I don't eat enough of them.
Right. Well, that's
what
happens.
We're so involved in them, and we can't eat in the plant. So that's crossed off my list.
Food safety.
Food safety, yep.
Sometimes we sneak to the U-Pick or to the U-Pick field.
In the field and back, yep.
When is the high-concentrate blueberry pill coming out?
Right. Well, we're working on that. You know, one of the things with the research with the United States High Bush Blueberry Council, which I'm a part of, we do a lot in research and scientific, you know, placebos versus the blueberry powder. And really, we're going to be coming out with some great studies that really are going to be able to put a lot of like meaning into what we're saying. And it's not just going to be fluff and words.
Right.
It's true.
Right.
True everything blue.
We say here is true.
Yeah.
All right. Especially you, Rob. Better get going.
All right,
okay,
so that was quite good.
Okay,
yeah, we've got 4 minutes
this
left.
This is samples of the different preserves we have.
Oh,
or
great.
The jellies and the jams and all that.
Spread.
I just want you to see the texture. Open them up and look at them. And
all right.
Say
squish them between
you
your
want.
Fingers. Put them between your toes.
Each one is represented.
I bet you we could make a bunch of money if we squish these between your lady's toes. We'd have a foot fetish video.
Rob, we're talking food here.
Now that would look bad purple.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He doesn't like pork, but toes would be worse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, last week you had us do the vinegars, right?
Right, yeah.
And so this week
I just want you to see the texture, you know, the flavors
they're all
are
different,
all different,
you know, so the preserves, jellies, jams,
the
spreads.
Butter.
Yeah, all of those
one
things.
One has peppers in it, which is jalapeno and green pepper.
Yeah.
The sweet bell. And it's just real good. I mean, so that it doesn't depend. What I use is just whatever I have.
Right.
And I tend to go with the spread because it has no added sugar.
Right.
It's just the white grape juice in it that sweetens it. And it's real. It has texture to it. You know, the blueberries are there.
Yes. Well, and you know, that's a great point. Our products are all made by local co-packers for us.
Dessert.
That we supply with the blueberries. So we know what's going into the products.
What is this dessert ball thing?
Oh, my goodness.
I see blueberries,
wow.
I see chocolate, some kind of
treat.
Oats or something like that.
Let me show you what I got here. Mm. I had this in my cupboard. And
no Baked Bites cookie dough.
Okay, it's from Betty Crocker, from Meijer. It's a typical thing, and I made it like they told me, then I rolled it in your granola.
Oh,
and
my.
Added a few more dried because there wasn't enough in my pack.
Wow, look at that.
My pack was almost empty.
There's
then
a
I drizzled
gooey surprise in the middle.
Really?
Mine
that's
is.
That's the cookie dough.
That's the
really?
Cookie dough.
Really?
Yeah, so it's really good, I thought. It's kind of like,
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's real easy, and you need butter and butter.
Butter. What does the recipe call for? Butter.
And then more butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think
and it made a lot. Yeah. This whole thing is full.
That granola, coating it in that and then drizzling the chocolate on the top. That's a really good treat. Yep. Those are they'd
okay,
be
well,
good.
Rob, this is for you.
Oh, look at the whole pack.
He's hopefully feeding Scott T here. He should be here anytime.
Awesome.
So we'll feed those to him while we're doing the rest of the show.
Well, you know, enjoy, because soon these segments are going to come to an end. And
what?
Well, yeah. Well, why? You know, I mean.
I don't think they need to.
Yeah, why? Because poor tree can't cook like this every week.
That makes no sense to me.
Well, you know, we'll do what we can. I'm just saying that when the season starts, which I got to say, the crop looks great. The bushes look healthy, and everything is a go so far.
Yeah.
And weather's really worked with us, and I think we're looking at a good crop.
Well, I will say this. When it comes to people that are on TV and radio and people that work behind the camera and behind the microphone, if you feed them, everything is okay. There's been so many days where they say, hey, we've got a job for you. It doesn't pay real well, but the next question is, are they serving lunch?
Right.
Will there be lunch? I'm in.
There you go.
I'll work for lunch.
Aw.
Yeah, so that happens.
You know, speaking of working for food or lunch or entertainment, when are you going to talk more about the big surprise that you're going to...
I think what I'm going to do is, as soon as Scott gets in here, we'll get him right in here. And we'll make this announcement with all of us together.
Okay, I love that.
That'd be great.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so exciting.
Big fun. Just as long as we can get Treat to quit rattling her plastic bags around. You know, the plastic bag lady.
I feel like
there.
I'm out of here. I don't know why. The food is served and, you know, on to the next thing.
Treat, salute one more time to you.
Yay,
this has been
good
awesome.
Good job, Treat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hillary missed out.
Yeah, she sure did. 1-877-654-2400 is the toll-free number to call the Blueberry Store if you want to check them out on the web. Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman, and Laura Russin here in the studio. We're say goodbye for the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Thanks, Rob.